Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 10:30 in the evening, London time, on Tuesday, the 28th of May. Tuesday's Dallas Fed survey did not disappoint with regards to the entertainment that is provided by the comment section. Several of the comments would definitely be characterized with a disparaging OK Boomer by the TikTok generation. On Wednesday, we get yet more anecdote in the form of the Federal Reserve's Beige Book. These remarks, though still offering some insight into the prejudices of businesses around the United States, are also sanitized by being filtered through the calm impartiality of the regional Federal Reserve banks. Chatter about prices, and especially the ability to pass on price increases to consumers that are increasingly reluctant to pay, will be of interest. That hints at where the high-frequency data is likely to be going, at least broadly, and US Federal Reserve Chair Powell, of course, only has eyes for the latest data release. Over in Europe, there is some hard data, with the initial German consumer price inflation coming out for the month of May. This data item stands out in the pantheon of German data releases as being one of the very few numbers that is not typically revised. The expectation is that there will be a modest increase in the headline consumer price inflation rate, and energy prices are likely to be pointed out as the culprit here. It's worth noting, perhaps, that every preliminary German consumer price inflation data release has come in slightly lower than expected this year, at least in one part of the report. Euro area money supply is due and is likely to remain pretty subdued. If there are any pure monetarists left in the world, this sort of thing will matter to them. But as most economists accept, money demand is not a stable concept, the read-through to inflation and the wider economy is muted. Not of the ECB was babbling on about a step-by-step easing of policy interest rates on Tuesday. Markets, perhaps inevitably, are some way ahead of the ECB member on this particular subject and are assuming that once the easing process starts, central banks will adopt a fairly steady rhythm of rate reductions. There is the possibility of a verdict in the trial of former US President Trump. Markets are unlikely to care. Partly this is because markets are not really pricing in political risk in the States at this point. The first opportunity may be around the presidential debate, assuming that it happens, at the end of June. It may not be until after the party conventions. But even if investors do want to factor in political risk, it will take some time, and probably a number of opinion polls, to translate a trial verdict into electoral impact that markets will actually care about. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.